You mentioned Williams wasn't on the injury report. Is that an indication that he is ready to?
He was practicing today. Yep. I'm not gonna guess what's gonna happen tomorrow. He was practicing today. Yep.
But you had said that he would essentially have that left guard spot
right
once he's healthy.
Absolutely.
And that stays the same.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know about Mike Williams that you didn't know?
I didn't know we could have so many conversations. You know what I'm saying? Socially, really. I mean, you know, I felt that it was a great situation for us to bring him back, to come back with, you know, I think players and some things happen to them, whether it's right, wrong, indifferent. They come back home, they think about it, they dream about it. A lot more pressure on them to perform and do well. Mike has always been a great man. I mean, really, even when I was with him at Syracuse, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, you get older, you grow up, you learn some things. We both learned some things. And, you know, he's done a very, very good job. He's been very, very good for this football team. He works extremely hard in practice, which helps. He, you know, is a willing blocker, you know, what you're looking for. You know, he has a toughness about him. He can make plays. And he has fun at practice, and I think that's what we needed.
You could go back and do things differently. I'm sure you would, because you say you grow. But maybe when you look back on that time at Syracuse, were you just two different people at that?
I would have. I mean, I can't. I really can't speak for Mike, but I would have handled things differently. You know, I would have handled things differently.
How?
Well, I think I'd rather keep that to myself and what I would have done or not. I wish I would have been able to have the team where I wanted the team at that time. Again, we're talking about Syracuse University and not the Buffalo Bills. But I wish I would have had that team where I wanted to at that time early on. And then I think I could have handled things more differently. I made a decision based upon what I needed from that team at that moment in time.
How tough a matchup do those Bears wide receivers present, especially if Gilmore isn't 100%?
I think they would be a tough matchup no matter what. I mean, you know, to anyone in the league. You're talking about guys with height. You're talking about guys that can get the ball. You're talking about a quarterback that's going to be able to throw it to them. So when you look at overall, the two outside guys and the tight end, and, you know, don't sleep on the running back coming out of the backfield. You know, they're probably, from a skill standpoint, one of the toughest, if not the toughest matchups that you can face.
Considering how the pass defense, how tight it was called in preseason, did you change how you would cover those guys based on the number of penalties that were called?
The penalties actually went down quite a bit from week one to week two to week three and week four. So, you know, those penalties have gone down, and, you know, the officials are going to call penalties, and we're going to do everything we can as coaches to make sure that, you know, we abide by those rules. So it's not really going to change.
You feel like an adjustment was made, or is it just a matter of getting used to it, or was there something different from week one and preseason to week four?
I just think it was, you know, the officials and the players, you know, knowing what was going to be emphasized and what was going to be called.
Not saying that the Bears are the same team as last year, but does it help in Jim Schwartz's preparation and going against that offense to at least be familiar and having scouted them, for being in the same division for quite?
Yeah, I mean absolutely, you know, without a doubt, with Jim being on the defensive side of the ball, and also Todd Downing is on the offensive side of the ball. So for us, you know, having playing that division this year, that's a great help for us.
Doug, for you personally, going into year two, your second
right
season opener, how are you different as a head coach in year two? How do you feel? You know, last year it was new. It was new for you. It was new for a lot of guys. How do you feel year two going into it?
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, last year I was just trying to make sure that everything was checklist, you know, offense, defense, special teams, and not spending some of the time where I wanted to spend some of the time, you know, on, you know, being able to help and contribute. You know, now I feel much more comfortable and I'm able to contribute more.
You mentioned getting C.J. Spiller the right touches.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
You mentioned getting C.J. Spiller the right touches on offense. Does that include in the return game as well?
Possibly, yes. Absolutely.
Is there any? How do you weigh the risk there, I guess, using one of your best offensive weapons on special teams?
What's the risk? I don't remember a lot of – I mean, I look at it as how many guys have been injured returning the football compared to how many guys have been injured, you know, with the ball being handed off to them. I don't look probably as a risk as maybe some people would. But I can understand why people would see that, you know, because of the distance and the you know, the distance and the way people are running down the field. I understand that, but again, I don't look at it that way. As much as we can get our playmakers out there, whether it be punt returns, whether it be kickoff returns, whichever way we have to do it, you know, we got to make sure we explore that.
Doug, given the relative new pieces on offense and just some new parts throughout the offseason, how would you assess for the offenses schematically compared to preseason heading into the regular season?
Progress. I mean, we're growing. You know, that's the way I would assess it. Or what are the answers to the assessment? Are you looking to say, you know, where we are now to where we're going to be, or schematically things that can be differently?
The offense, you don't show a lot.
We didn't game plan at all. That's right. That's correct.
So, I mean, coming into the season, are you confident at least with the schematics that are in play for these players?
Absolutely. Yes, I am. Absolutely.
You going to see anything new?
Excuse me?
You going to see anything new this year?
I'll let you guys watch it and see, but we'll see how it goes.